WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
With First Weather, meteorologist Dan Zero is pleasant when we stepped outside this morning.
Yeah, temperatures across most of New Jersey hovering right around that 60-degree mark again this morning. That's pretty comfortable. You're going to start to feel more humidity as we get going today, and clouds will fill in the sky in short order as well. It's going to be breezier than yesterday, 10 to 20 miles an hour. Highs limited to the mid to upper 70s. Now, we are watching our next storm system come into view. That'll mean a few showers possible this afternoon, but looks like the steady rain holds off until after sunset tonight. Could be some heavy rain tonight, rumbles of thunder possible, lows around 70. Showers linger through most of the day tomorrow. Hopefully some clearing later on. Highs mid to upper 80s for your Thursday. And then the heat wave begins Friday with widespread 90s across New Jersey. Right now, Keensburg 61, Logan 63, and East Windsor 58.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. A judge in California has ordered U.S. border authorities to reunite separated families within 30 days. If the children are younger than 5, 14 days. Meanwhile, Vice President Pence touring Brazil, offering a warning to all Central and South American immigrants: if you cannot come here legally, do not come at all.
If someone tells you they can bring your child to America, don't believe them. Hold on to your children.
Pence made his comment standing next to Brazil's president and warned of those who prey on migrant families, promising them easy passage to the U.S. New Jersey Transit needs more time, again, to install an emergency braking system on the state's rail lines that could prevent derailments and collisions. Transportation Commissioner Diane Gutierrez-Cassetti says the agency is hoping to be granted an extension by the Federal Railroad Administration that would push the deadline back by another 2 years.
We're fairly close and confident that we will get the alternative schedule approved by FRA.
In order for that to happen, New Jersey Transit has to meet certain benchmarks by the end of this year, like installing all system hardware and completing employee training. Meanwhile, in the midst of the ongoing budget battle with fellow Democrats, Governor Murphy warned of possible fare hikes for New Jersey Transit, saying it is on the table if the two sides can't come to an agreement. Now, Murphy has offered a compromise, but it still includes broad tax hikes, and we'll detail all of that coming up in the minutes ahead. Dan Zero's commuter weather. Step outside this morning, you'll be greeted with temperatures in the 50s and 60s, and we have a mostly cloudy, breezy, and more humid day ahead. A few showers are possible this afternoon. High temperatures in the mid to upper 70s. Tonight is when we could see some heavier storms moving in, at least for a brief time, and showers will linger for most of the day tomorrow. But Friday is when that heat wave begins, and Dan will have more on that coming up in our next segment. Also ahead is a framework for a deal on a budget in place. It depends on who you ask this morning, but you'd still wind up paying more. We'll have details in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. It's pleasant this morning, 50s, 60s. We are going to see one more day of mild temperatures, though we will see the humidity start to build today. That could bring in some showers this afternoon and heavier rains overnight. The heat arrives on Friday. We'll have more on that with Dan in minutes. Governor Phil Murphy has proposed a detailed compromise on the 2019 state budget to legislative leaders. He outlined it in a letter to other lawmakers with a deadline for agreeing on a spending plan. Now just 4 days away.
Governor Phil Murphy and lawmakers have been in general agreement on spending, but not the tax increases that would be needed to balance the budget. Murphy now suggests scaled back versions of the taxes in both plans: a sales tax hike phased in over 2 years, a smaller hike in taxes on millionaires, and a smaller surcharge on profitable corporations. Without a deal, Murphy says, a veto and government shutdown remain possible.
Until we break this crazed fever of kicking the can down the road, gimmicks, phantom revenues, phantom savings, all options are on the table, and sadly that includes shutting the state down.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
With the clock ticking to reach that agreement on the spending plan, Murphy and legislative leaders at least have stopped for now insulting one another, but the tone of the talks is still strained, and many doubt they're really going to be able to reach a compromise. in time to avoid at least a partial government shutdown.
Patrick Murray of the Monmouth University Polling Institute says the biggest problem in the budget talks seems to be that Governor Murphy and State Senate President Sweeney really don't like each other.
We've had leaders of the same party disagree on the budget, and we've seen budget shutdowns, but I don't think we've ever seen anything where it was clearly this personal.
Michelle Sikirka of the Jersey Business and Industry Association says businesses need predictability and certainty.
And you can see in the situation we have right now, we have none of that. And when that happens, what business does is they step back and they freeze their hand on their wallet.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:09. Murphy has signals he's willing to accept Senate President Sweeney's school funding recommendations. There is also a consolidation proposal, and under it, 274 school districts could disappear. Is one of them yours? We've got the full list of which districts are in jeopardy at nj1015.com. A South Jersey high school student now charged with terrorism for threatening to shoot up his high school. The state attorney general got involved in the case against 19-year-old Matthew Vanderbeek, who prosecutors say made the threats on social media against New Egypt High School and was attempting to buy a gun to carry out his deadly plot. An explosive lawsuit against a New Jersey ambulance squad chief has quietly been settled, but the chief still has a job this morning. Details are just now coming out about a former EMT who claims her chief repeatedly sexually harassed her. And Patrick Lavery joins us live this morning with what we found out. Patrick?
Eric, in March 2015, Michelle Drangula says Mansfield Chief Ryan Lewis groped her at an event in Florence, then continued to sexually harass her. She didn't report it. She feared retaliation. Fast forward 2.5 years to last October, another social event, and the chief forced Drangula to drive him home. It was then he allegedly told her he remembered what a private part of her anatomy felt like and wanted round two. She screamed, later saying he only stopped because he feared his wife and kids might hear. But his ambulance corps is backing him, for its part denying it violated Drangula's rights. Eric?
All right, Patrick, thanks for the update. There are concerns a YMCA employee in Burlington and Camden counties may have sexually assaulted more children. 21-year-old Jermaine Ward arrested on sexual assault charges involving a young victim this week, and prosecutors are trying to determine if he has done this before. They say Ward knew the girl and her family and recorded the abuse on his phone. It is not clear if she was involved in any of the YMCA programs. When you run back to your car because you forgot to feed the meter and you see no ticket on your windshield, you figure you're in the clear. End of story. But under legislation that is still advancing through the legislature, that story would not necessarily end there. In the days or even weeks to follow, a ticket and fine notice could show up in your mailbox.
The issuance of electronic violations is part of a measure that authorizes the use of camera-equipped parking meters that can instantly notify officers when a violation has occurred. Brian Cassidy, CEO of a company that installs the meters, says while the number of tickets may spike initially, the move ultimately results in a greater rate of drivers willing to feed the meters.
The compliance rate with people paying for parking the way they should typically goes from the low 60s to about 95% in a matter of months.
Senator Joe Cryan called the measure Big Brother at its worst, but voted in favor of the measure because it also helps establish a fund to encourage designated drivers. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:12. We've got mild temperatures and some rain to get through before the heat really comes on Friday. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
Jersey Radio.
I feel like it pertains to me more than a lot of other stations.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14, as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, this morning. So, Dan, it's going to be an interesting next few days of weather.
That's right. Phase one is done. We had 2 days of beautiful weather. That's behind us now. So we look ahead to some humidity building in and some rain. And then, of course, the big heat wave, which kicks in later this week through the weekend and early next week, too. Today turns cloudier and breezier and more humid as well. Dew points, the measure of moisture in the atmosphere, those are going to climb into the 60s. Not oppressive. That would be 70s, but it's going to be noticeable today. High temperatures limited to the mid to upper 70s. A few showers will be possible as we get into the afternoon, but the better chance for rain here holds off until after sunset tonight. It's not going to be a total soaker of an overnight. It's going to be periodic. There's going to be some pockets of heavy stuff and then maybe some pockets of dry weather. Rumbles of thunder possible, but I don't think severe weather is a concern. Those only fall to around 70, so it's going to be steamy. Lingering showers for most of tomorrow, with some clearing in the afternoon. It's going to be warm and very humid, highs mid to upper 80s, and then the heat wave kicks in starting on Friday with hazy sunshine. We'll see highs in the lower 90s, 80s at the beaches. The heat index, or feels like temperature, will be near 100 heading through the upcoming weekend. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories this morning, Governor Murphy offers a compromise to the current budget stalemate. You would still pay more, just not as much as soon. Fare hikes could be coming at New Jersey Transit, and the agency again fails to meet safety deadlines, asking for a 2-year extension for the completion of a critical safety system to avoid collisions. In sports, Yankees shut out the Phillies 6-0. The Mets break their losing streak, a walk-off win in extra innings. And Martin Brodeur, the longtime Devils goalie, is elected to the Hockey Hall of Fame. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm meteorologist Dan Zara with your Get to the Beach report for the Jersey Shore. Ocean temperatures still reading 70s up and down the Jersey Shore today. Not sure the weather will be really conducive to a beach day, but you can try. Mostly cloudy, breezy, somewhat humid, highs mid to upper 70s. Just watch for some showers later on. UV index still a 9. That's very high. Waves 3 building to 4 feet. Just watch out for the rip currents. We climb to a moderate risk along the shore today. New Jersey First News time still 5:19.
All Jersey, all the time.
This radio station's the only thing that's keeping me in New Jersey.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23, it is now on a Wednesday morning as we hit the midweek mark. Another decent day today, though you will feel an increase in the humidity. Rain showers are likely to arrive this afternoon and then intensify as we move through the evening, lingering into tomorrow. And then it is Friday when the heat wave begins, and that means 90-plus degree days for at least into the start of next week. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:23. There is new information about that plane that landed on a secure beach in Cape May. We don't know where the pilot is, but now we know who he is. He's the stepson of the plane's owner. Barbara Tomolino's company flies banners along the beach. She says she's shocked 50-year-old Jimmy Dalen took that plane and has no idea what he was up to. She did describe him to us as a loner, didn't think he had a drug problem, but now may think differently. She believes he survived the landing and is hiding out somewhere with his friends. A body's been found in the New Jersey home where New York Giants cornerback Janoris Jenkins lives. The Bergen County Prosecutor's Office is investigating the death of 25-year-old Roosevelt Renee, who worked as a music producer. He was found at Jenkins' house in Fairlawn, about 10 miles north of MetLife Stadium. Renee is described as a family friend of Jenkins. It's not known where Jenkins was when the death occurred. A spokesman for the Giants says they are monitoring the situation but have no further comment. New Jersey is nearly the best state in the entire country for child well-being. That's in a new report from the Annie Casey Foundation this morning. It looks at more than a dozen measures across four broader categories that gauge our child's chance for success.
The Garden State ranks third for overall child well-being. Our best showing comes in the education category, ranking number one in the nation.
Whether kids are in preschool, whether they're reading proficiently by fourth grade, math proficiency by eighth grade, and graduating high school on time.
Patrick McCarthy, president of the Annie E. Casey Foundation, says the state ranks third in the health category, 15th for family and community, and 21st for economic well-being, weighed down by the percentage of children living in families with a high housing cost burden or without secure employment. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:25. A far-reaching Republican immigration bill is on track to likely rejection by the House. The expected defeat would be an embarrassing election year rebuff of party leaders. GOP lawmakers are already setting their sights on an alternative goal. They're discussing passing legislation by week's end, curbing the Trump administration's contentious separating of migrant families. New York Congressman Joseph Crowley defeated by a 28-year-old challenger in the city's Democratic primary, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a political novice running on a low budget and an unabashedly liberal platform, won a surprise victory in a district that includes parts of the Bronx and Queens. Crowley had been considered a candidate to become the next House Speaker if Democrats won the majority. Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:26. We could have a rainy afternoon and night ahead. Dan will have the details in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Then coming up, the latest on the state budget and why New Jersey Transit is again missing a critical safety deadline. Business news is next.
Your phone is always with you.
And so is New Jersey 101.5.
Listen to New Jersey 101.5 anytime, anywhere.
Download the app.
I actually use the app. I listen from across the country.
The New Jersey 101.5 app. Download it now.
It's free.
Supported by Robert Dukansky of RE/MAX First Advantage.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:28, as we update business news. China led Asian markets mostly lower today. Jitters over trade conflicts between the world's major economies continue to linger. The index is the global market's worst performer this year. The Chinese market down 14% since the start. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner. We're written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petriccioni. Sergio Bashaz at the editor's desk. Digital content from Dan Alexander. And our managing editor is Lou Hockman.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.